Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, January 29th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices for March corn down 3.25 cents at 443, March wheat down 8 cents at 592.25, and March beans down 7.25 cents at 1202. We did trade as low as 1198 on the March beans. A few rains in Argentina. Does look like it's turning hotter and drier, but it certainly didn't affect the market overnight. The U.S. is waiting for what the president's going to do to respond to three U.S. soldiers being killed in the Middle East. I hope the retribution is swift and hard and unproportionate to what happened out here and to put these rebels in their place. At any rate, I don't see it having a huge impact. Crude oil has actually broken as much as $2 off its high price overnight. We're now 65 cents a barrel lower, so the world doesn't seem to be too concerned about an expanding crisis in the Middle East, though I don't know how we're going to avoid it. The Fed open market meets on Wednesday. I don't think they'll lower interest rates on this round, but the talk is for lower interest rates moving forward. The outside markets, we've got the dollar up 28. Metals are a little bit higher here. Silver's up 24. Gold's up 15 on the worsening conditions in the Middle East. But overall, I don't see it having a big impact on the grains. I think the bottom line is, you know, when are the funds going to cover these massive short positions? I've got them short 272,000 contracts of corn, about 40,000 wheat, 119 beans, 23,000 contracts of meal, and about 61,000 contracts of oil. The biggest problem there, I think, is the corn number. But, you know, one of the funds going to cover, you know, I've been saying I don't think they'll cover till the U.S. farmer blows out of their long position, and we haven't seen that yet. So, you know, maybe we'll see something toward the first of the month, maybe a change in mood out here. But fundamentally, we don't see any real reasons for these markets to rally out here. Brazil's in pretty good shape. Argentina's hotter and dry, but it will impact the crop somewhat. But they've been looking at a huge crop, so I don't know if it makes a whole lot of difference here right now. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.